brothers.
Oh, yeah.
It's me, Austin.
Awesome.
It doesn't matter what you think.
I lie.
Oh, you didn't know?
And I spit in the face of people who don't want to be cool.
See, I just didn't stand.
You just made the list.
Bam.
Welcome into the WABGL on Weagle 91.1 FM. I'm your host, Logan Hurst, and I'm, of course, joined by my co-host, the gimmick killer, Cooper Prater.
Life is pain, ladies and gentlemen.
Back from the dead, it is the natural Noah Phillips.
Hit my theme music, baby. Hit that Hollywood theme, man.
It's going on in your mind.
Well, man, I got to tell you, my new movie is going to be great, and I can't wait to take two more weeks off these next coming weeks due to the press tour.
Yes, gimmicks are back. And, of course, our newest host, the giant Jack Dudley.
The final boss is back.
My gosh. I don't, you know, Cooper doesn't watch Raw. I was going to tell you this beforehand, but I want to tell you this live. Drew McIntyre said to CM Punk on Raw, and I quote, "You don't do drugs, you don't drink, yet you spend all your time in rehab."
Oh, wow. That's rough.
Which is the greatest line ever.
Oh,
he also went to Mindy's Bakery this morning with a CM Punk shirt, and he wrote DM Hunk over it. And he's like, "But they're closed on Mondays and Tuesdays. What kind of crappy business is closed on Mondays and Tuesdays?"
I might need to switch allegiance.
You're only a Drew McIntyre fan.
I know. Who's CM Punk?
Also, good. You'll like CM Punk, though, because he did say on Raw, he said, "You claim you're the chosen one. Who chose you?" Go on, say his name.
Oh, Phil.
You
scamp.
You little scamper. All right, welcome back to WBGL. We had the full panel this week. We still don't have a champ because I wasn't supposed to be here. And unless, Jack, you made a quiz?
I did not make
we
a quiz.
We do not have a quiz. No. So maybe we'll just do YouTube versus WrestleMania, and we'll play my way as next week, like, illegally.
You make a video package.
Just
you know.
One.
You think you're special?
More fight. Stupidest package ever. I love that.
It is
the greatest. It is the only time Limp Bizkit is palatable in my eyes.
Wait, you're not down for Roland?
Come on. Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Like that Fred Durst?
Yes.
Yeah.
And famously in Here Comes the Pain.
Yeah. He was indeed in that video
game.
He
was in that game.
That existed.
It was a week of wrestling. It was actually an easy week. We didn't have to watch Collision.
I know.
But we had to watch Rampage.
It's a bittersweet feeling, you know, because on one hand, my favorite wrestling show, Collision, was not on.
Yeah.
On the other hand, my new favorite wrestling show, Rampage, was on.
Rampage only on Wednesday nights.
Yeah,
that's
when
it's palatable. No, I loved it, too, because this has been, like, the 1 week I was off for Collision. I've been like, yeah, let's just watch Collision. I'm like, oh, wait, it's not on.
Right? I know.
I did see Collision supposedly is going to be at 11:30 p.m. on Mania Saturday because of NBA.
Yeah.
And someone said Tony Khan's going to come in, start the show, do some black magic, and your main event's going to be Bryan Danielson versus Mitsuhara Misawa in the main event.
Yeah, probably.
Even with that Ole Anderson voice, like the Black Scorpion, bro.
But let's go ahead and get into a little bit of wrestling news around the world. The big one, for me at least, I'm sure for us three, and Noah too. Noah's a pretty big fan of this guy. Alex Coughlin retires.
Yeah.
At 30 years old due to neck injuries. Apparently he had a neck problem that just kept reoccurring. And that final match between the War Dogs and
final match.
UE in that 62-minute, what was it, steel cage?
Something
like that. Yeah, it was steel cage, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was New Japan steel
cage.
They
had, like, a special name for it. It was, like, yeah, I think.
Was it the dog pound?
Something like that.
It doesn't matter.
The dog pound. Final match. It's very sad. I saw that Dave Finley promo and I was like, Coughlin's literally my favorite.
Mm.
I've told you.
We
this.
Are well aware of this.
He is the perfect man.
He is excellent. If you ask somebody to just like picture like a cool guy wrestler, like I don't know, the stash and everything.
Alex Coughlin is Ron Swanson if he was swole. That's
right.
And
we saw Coughlin.
Which is crazy.
What a crazy person to see live. Yeah,
yeah.
A real specimen.
Absolute insanity. I also love that his last comments were a word that we cannot say on air and then thank you in sign language, which is pretty
sweet.
Nice. Pretty sweet.
Right.
right. Bittersweet. I also thought he had such upside. I think he'll retire. I think with the way modern medicine now and we've seen wrestlers come back, I think there's a 50-50 shot he comes back. I don't think he's fully done. It just depends on what he decides to do for retirement. If he leaves the wrestling business, I don't think he comes back. If he stays in as a trainer or something like that, especially because of like how I think he needs to like obviously like Brian took four years, mm-hmm. you know. Edge, who's had neck or Adam Copeland, I should say, mm-hmm. the neck injuries took 9. Shibata, you know, took what 5-6 before. But a lot of these people have always had these career ending injuries. You know, time it's surprising how fast the human body, if you just don't do what's causing you to get injured.
Right.
Will heal you back to almost perfect form.
Yeah.
And,
you know, the miracles of modern
modern medicine. Yeah.
I mean, I don't really like to speculate about, like, you know, somebody's, like, you know, personal health and all that. And I, you know, foolish as it may be in the wrestling business of all things to take somebody at their word. But I do like to do that when it comes to at least like, you know, serious news, like, mm-hmm. you know, retirement, especially retirements due to injury. So, you know, I mean, yeah, there is every possibility that, you know, whatever it is that has been, you know, nagging at him and has been exacerbated is fixable or rehabable at this point. But we don't know his situation, you know, it might be very different than a Copeland,
deal
or a Danielson type of deal. Regardless though, I do think, there is absolutely, if he wants it, still a place for him
mm-hmm.
in the business. And in particular, I think within, you know, New Japan, I would be interested in, you know, if he is training the next crop of people from like the dojo or you know the New Japan Academy stuff that they have going on right now.
Yep.
If he wants it, it's there. But if he doesn't, then that's absolutely you know a valid way to do it as well. And I am just so glad that I got to see him at least once.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy thinking back to now that we mm-hmm. got to see him live.
Yeah. I mean, they put on a crazy performance. Those two, him and Kid, were a great team. I really thought that they were going to, like, be a staple of the tag team division there for a really long time. It's sad to see it cut so short. It really is.
Well, I thought they were going to be a staple for a little bit. I definitely think, and especially now with Kid re-signing, Kid's coming for that strong belt and is going to – I felt like sooner or later he was going to break out and become either Bullet Club leader or he's going to, you know, be that single star mm-hmm. for the next generation. But, like, I mean, to me, I don't know. That guy was he was someone that, like, perfect heel. He's a believable babyface, too. He's a strong, silent type. His moveset to me was awesome. That blood support match with Moxley was awesome.
I forgot about that until you just said it.
Because originally he wasn't supposed to fight Mox, and they ended up scheduling him in, and he like deadlift power bombs Mox in the apron. It looks like he just like snaps his spine.
Yeah.
But yeah, very sad news. But we're glad that he gets the at least he chose when to retire. He didn't break his body down anymore. And obviously we wish the best for whatever he does next. Great guy.
Seemingly, yes.
Seemingly, from what we know.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, cool at that GCW show.
was pretty cool.
He was hanging around afterwards. Like,
Average New York man.
He is very New York. Yeah. Whenever you hear him talk, it's like, oh yeah, no, you are definitely from somewhere. And it is not like middle of nowhere USA.
All right. This is like the first time I've came in. I'm unprepared. Before we get into anything else, any wrestling news from around the wrestling world that I've.
Well, if we want to stay on New Japan, did Tsuji have? Did he win?
We'll get to the cup. Yeah. Oh,
okay. Yep.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about
the
cup.
News then.
Noah is writing a book. He has decided he's gonna do it. He's gonna do it this time. All right. He has nothing written down yet, but he's gonna do it, and it's gonna be about wrestling. All right. So y'all stay tuned.
Apparently, I guess
that's probably the biggest news.
Mina and Azumi are gonna be a team, I think, in the U.S. dates whenever they do their stuff after the Stardom show in the U.S.
Yeah, and speaking of Stardom, also, they have confirmed that 5 of the wrestlers are leaving by the end of this month. Presumably,
to go join Rossi Ogawa's new promotion that he's starting up, which still don't really have many details about it, other than just that these people are going with him. Let me see if I can find the full list. Okay, yeah. So the obvious one, Julia.
Julia,
which
yep.
we have presumed for quite some time. Also, Mei Sakurai is going. So is Mirai. So is Yuzuki. And this name kind of surprised me.
Yeah.
At least, Utami Hayashishita, who I really have come to really like latch onto in the few Stardom things that I have seen. Very dynamic presence. I didn't you know, realize how, you know, much of a connection she might have had to Rossi and his kind of like, you know, regime over there. But evidently, you know, it's enough to take a leave from Stardom. So
yep, I had something and it's gone. Let me think. I know there's nothing for NXT. Mercy Machine Guns, free agents as of April.
Leaving TNA.
Leaving TNA supposedly looks like they're heading towards AEW from some AEW people on Twitter. That doesn't necessarily mean, but I mean, it feels like the spot they would land. I don't think they're going to head WWE.
Yeah.
This is one that just came out. This is what I was thinking of. Mm-hmm. I don't think you've seen this, Cooper. In CMLL news, Wheeler Yuta is not cleared to compete in the BCC versus... it's Mystico, Volador Jr., Blue Panther, and then I don't remember who is the last member.
Probably Ultimo Guerrero.
Is it not Dorada? Oh, no, it might be Ultimo.
It is. I think it is Dorada.
I thought it was Mascara.
Oh, Mascara Dorada. Yeah.
It is Mascara Dorada. Yeah, yeah. And so in replacement of Wheeler Yuta, who do they think they're sending? I want Cooper to guess.
I promise
he's
you're not
never going to get
figure it.
It
out.
What young boy could they send to replace Wheeler Yuta?
Okay, it is a young boy.
No. No, we're messing with
it. Oh, okay.
It just they're filling the Wheeler Yuta young boy slot in my heart.
Never mind. complete shot in the dark. I know it's wrong. Who better? I don't know.
We'll give you two more guesses. I want to drag this
okay.
out.
Okay.
He's just too AAA affiliated. He would never make
That's true. That's true. But, you know, I figured that, you know, maybe the Mexico connection. Okay, so not... Cage,
it would make sense if it was Danny.
Yeah, is it Corazon de Leon?
No.
Thank
okay.
Oh my God.
God.
Thank goodness. I was worried there for a sec with how they've been, you know, playing that out. Okay, and I get one more guess.
Sure.
I'll give you a hint. It's an AEW guy who's like, he's not a big deal, but he's been around since like very early on in the company.
How not big of a deal is he?
Not very consequential
very
at all. Rampage guy.
Ring of Honor.
Ring of Honor. Collision in Ring of Honor and tag matches mostly.
Christopher Daniels?
No.
His tag partner, Matt Sydal.
Oh, Matt Sydal. Oh.
In a move very like Kurt Angle joining the Shield.
Why not?
For one night only, Matt Sydal will be the Blackpool Combat Club's young boy. I think Danielson and Mox and Claudia should just treat Matt Sydal as if he's Wheeler Yuta. Slap him around.
Brother, some like, are born
so,
to fight.
You could have made like Lee Moriarty, like people that would have fit in Wheeler's spot, but nah,
oh, no,
we're going
was
Matt.
Born to win. Never mind. I forgot how that sounds.
It's been a long time since you heard it, brother.
Yeah. But
it's
yeah.
no longer 2000.
Though. What do you think about that one, Coop?
What is there to think?
If you, I mean, if you got him, use him, I guess.
Make some money, brother. That's how you
make
do
some
it.
Money down yeah. there in Arena Mexico. With that being said, we're gonna go to our quick. Our first PSA break. We'll be back after these brief messages. Welcome back to WEGL, Wego 91.1 FM. We're going to go jump in some New Japan real quick. The Cup happened, sadly, into Noah's plight. David Finley did not win. He was medically retired. Not medically retired, but he could not, because of medical reasons. I don't remember what exactly they
said. I don't think it's been said. Some people.
Yeah.
I think it's just a sickness of some kind. I don't think it's anything too crazy.
The finals was Yota Tsuji versus Hirooki Goto.
Yeah, what a surprise. And what a great match, too. I really enjoyed it. I mean, it wasn't not maybe not great. Maybe great.
It was good.
It was good, though. It was good, and it was a fun final, especially because I thought it was surprising. And it made me happy to see the result, obviously. I thought it was a good person to put over Tsuji on his way to this match.
Yep. Cooper?
I don't think Cooper agrees, though, looking at him right now.
I didn't watch it. Oh,
okay. What?
I don't have New Japan World anymore.
Oh, my
brother.
God. I forgot about that.
Yeah. I canceled that subscription the second that I saw Scapegoat. Come on.
What?
brother.
No. It was Riddle.
Okay. That's fair. I'm about to say, don't do that to my Scapegoat.
I just thought it was funny.
I'm surprised him putting on a House of Torture shirt didn't give you the thing back.
Right.
What'd you say? We'll talk about your subscription troubles.
I'll say, though, yeah, we might be mentioning it later on because this upcoming show is piquing my interest again.
Sakura Genesis?
Yeah.
It looks
good. We'll talk about your subscription during the break.
Mm.
I like this match. I thought the right person won, even though I wouldn't mind seeing Goto win, then beat Naito, and then hold the belt to inevitably have the Bishamon breakup where Yoshihashi wins the G1, clean sweep, and then absolutely beats the brakes off of Goto and wins the belt at Wrestle Kingdom 19.
Hey, do you ever, like, become afraid of things that you speak into existence? Because I said that exact scenario into our group chat
and you will never live this down.
And I did not send that to be funny. I sent that out of genuine fear.
Oh, I know. You know what's the funniest thing? I wasn't even thinking of that before, but now that'll be only what I think about, and that was a scenario that I will bring up for the rest of the show, my fantasy book for next year's for the whole year of New Japan. But
when Yoshihashi wins the belt, that will be my canon event, and I will go off and find every other version of him in the multiverse.
Yep. Now, though, with Tsuji having this match, we're left with an interesting direction here.
Yeah,
last year's New Japan Cup obviously led to Sonata winning it and holding the belt onto Wrestle Kingdom. It does have big implications.
Mm-hmm.
There has been times where, again, like the winner has, like, evil's done it. So not apparently if you're an LIJ member, it really helps at the time.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Guaranteed.
Guaranteed. But we have a crossroads here. We have the Tsuji Naito match before Windy City Riot. And at Windy City Riot, they've already announced that Naito is defending against Mox if he has the belt. Mm-hmm. And they've been basically building that for months.
Yeah.
But I also think if you don't give it to Tsuji here, it could be harmful. I would be interested to see what they do with his character if he isn't able to beat Naito here, unless it goes to like a time limit draw.
I think it's easy what you do with this character. He joins House of Torture.
Oh, no.
That's where our money's at, brother. That's where our money's at.
No,
you know, sometimes when you speak things into existence, you fear what you speak. Why would you say that?
I don't think it's a bad idea.
Of course you don't.
I think that's money. I'd start watching New Japan. I'd buy a subscription.
there you go. They need it. They need them. In all seriousness, though, I do have kind of conflicting thoughts on this. On one hand, I do see the value in just strapping the rocket to Tsuji right off the back of this win and making a big, bold statement with who you want to put your belt on. But on the other hand, they did that last year.
Yeah.
And as much as I personally liked the Sonata run, that was not the consensus,
I think it's actually... What, Logan, how do you feel about it?
I liked it.
Well, then
we're three for three. I think it worked at first, and it got a little stale.
Maybe,
three for four.
Later on.
It suffered from a lack of quality opponents.
Yeah, it suffered from too much evil.
Yeah.
And also, they put him in, like... I think putting him in the young boy block was stupid.
It was weird.
I think they should have put him in a different block and had Okada in the young boy block.
So that's my one worry with having Tsuji get it right off the bat. But I do think that there are interesting stories to be told from him having this big opportunity and then losing it. Something that no other LIJ member has done. Every other
especially
LIJ member.
Sorry to cut you off.
Oh, no problem.
I was just going to say, especially too, with it's his leader, the faction leader, a lot of inter-unit stuff going on. It could be interesting, the fallout.
Personally, I want Tsuji to destroy Naito and take that belt, likewise. Because if he does that, we get version 4 back, hopefully, is what Tsuji's
tease,
is what he promised. He promised me he cannot go back, and if he does, then I hope he loses the belt instantly.
That was actually the moment when I realized that there's no way Tsuji wins.
Yeah.
Either way, Mox ain't getting that belt. That's for sure.
I'm surprised at how many people I see entertaining that possibility. I don't see it.
I'm curious who takes off a Naito, if not Tsuji, if not Mox. I guess Finley, maybe.
Saber's also in the running.
Yeah.
I don't think even if Tsuji doesn't get it at Sakura that there's a non-zero possibility that he doesn't end up being the one to take it off.
That's true.
I could see him take it off, but I'm like, are we going to wait all the way to Wrestle Kingdom?
I could see it as at Dominion, maybe.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
You think he'd be able to get back that fast after Dominion? I don't know what he'd do to get that match.
That's a good question. Yeah, they got a lot of time to fill in. And Gato has shown that if nothing else, he is inconsistent at in between.
That's true.
So.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. Jumping from that, obviously we mentioned Alex Coughlin. Gabe Kidd and the rest of the War Dogs re-signed.
Yes, they did.
So good news for New Japan. Mm-hmm. And we're going to jump away before we have to mention Yoshihashi all the way to the world. New Japan Light, as it seems like now, AEW.
Yeah. New Japan again.
Again, because they just raided all their talent.
Yeah, right.
This week we had, speaking of New Japan, the Rainmaker, Kazuchika Okada, is the new AEW Continental Champion in just 2 weeks of being on the roster.
So fun. I'm loving this stuff with Okada.
That's the power of Young Bucks gear, man. I don't know what to tell you.
You know, it's funny. We brand that joke to the mud every single week after Okada said he wasn't coming back, and then he has not put on their gear once, as we have seen.
No.
I do love that the Bucks were not there, but they were backstage with Tony Khan, and that Okada seems spooked by his own pyro.
Yeah, that was a fun touch.
It definitely seems like we're getting the Kingston downfall. I think he's going to drop all three. I think he drops this. He's going to drop to Marcus Supercard, and he'll drop. I see him losing all three, or him keeping the ROH one.
Who's he facing at Supercard of Honor?
Mark Briscoe. Oh,
okay, well, I mean, he could lose that. It's not impossible.
I don't know about that.
Fair enough.
I mean, I could see it.
Yeah,
if they really, really want to hammer home the downfall storyline, then yeah, sure. But
I wish
there's just been so little build, at least on that side of things. I think that this taking the belt off him and in such decisive fashion too.
Yeah,
this was not a competitive match. Is a good first step, a good first act to telling that story.
For sure.
And I would not be I think they might want to kind of pace it out a little bit.
I agree, because I don't think he's going to immediately get that rematch. I think they're going to space that out. Mm. It seems like PAC's the direction for Dynasty. And then I wish there was a New Japan show before Supercard of Honor, like a strong show. Because Strong's at Wednesday Rides after. Because I think it'd be perfect if you had like Gabe Kidd or someone take that belt off of him.
Yeah, they haven't announced an open weight.
They have. It's not a championship match. It's Eddie Kingston and three of his teammates versus Gabe Kidd and three of the teammates of his choice.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
But I wish it would have been Gabe Kidd versus Eddie to
right.
have the Bullet Club interference with this time at costing Eddie the belt or something like that. Or like have him lose the count out, because apparently that you can switch belts from New Japan that way. Mm-hmm. And then you have Supercard with him versus Mark, where it like looks like he's gonna have that. You know, and he basically just goes back to the brawler, back to, you know, punishes.
Right.
And have him, like, hold on to that ROH like a gremlin, like it's the ring.
Like
you
the
know?
Mad King, maybe.
The Mad King, exactly.
Yeah. That'd be cool. I love Bully Okada so much. This match is so fun, dude.
Him DDTing him on the floor and then just, like, looking over and smiling at him was the greatest thing ever.
So expressive. It's great. Yeah, just everything. He seems like just the most despicable, like,
jock like that shoves people into lockers.
It's so funny after everyone saying that he'd need to take time to adjust to the American TV camera style.
I will say it, like this one, and it did seem kind of obvious that like he's not used to like condensing his stuff.
That's true. Yeah,
like he tried to, you know, do the feeling out thing a little bit, and then I think very quickly was told like, hey, no, you gotta like
should have put him in Chase.
Our man works 40 minute epics. He does not know how to work.
If they would have put him in Chase U, brother, he'd be perfect right now.
Can we just bring Andre Chase to AEW and have him train Okada?
There you go. That's the formula right there.
Can we make a trade? But not the only championship handed over this Dynamite. Christian Cage and Adam Copeland had their final match, the I Quit match. It seems we'll see. Maybe not. I hope so. I think
at least for a while.
I'm hoping Cope gets it. He does a couple open challenges and drops that belt to Danny at Dynasty. That's
the move. It's not going to be as soon as Dynasty, brother.
I don't think we need a long reign.
You don't, but this is Big Tony that we're talking about booking this. That's true. And he does love a big long reign.
Yeah. But
although I don't know, the TNT is kind of the hot potato belt.
Winning that I Quit using Spike to get the decisive blow after originally the Patriarchy came out to help Christian, and then DG and Daddy Magic, you want a taste?
Mm-hmm.
Helped out Mr. Copeland. They had their little hockey fight. It's a really good match.
Okay, hang on. I got a bone to pick with this. Nobody in Toronto owns a Boston Bruins jersey.
Yeah.
Plus, if somebody had a Boston Bruins jersey on or was a Boston Bruins player, they would manhandle somebody in Toronto Blue Jays jersey. It completely took me out of it.
I mean, you could tell that fan was like a put. It's okay. I don't care.
It doesn't matter. Boston Bruins are way better than Toronto. All right. I just got to put that out there. It completely took me out of the match.
For all of our
it
Canadian listeners, the views that Noah Phillips expresses are his and his alone.
Oh, yeah.
not representative of WWEGL.
Yeah, exactly.
Before our Boston, listeners. So.
But Adam Copeland getting that victory in the Maple Leaf gear.
In his final gear from WWE?
I actually don't think. I think it was new gear. Because
I don't,
because the old, well, no, the old gear had Edge on the side. Also, he sold that gear. I know it's not, because for Sammy for Syria, he sold that gear for that.
Right,
and
right.
When he sold it, Sammy basically said it was right after he signed. They were like having the auction for it whenever he signed to AEW. And he's like, I can still say this name because he's technically from WWE. Yeah. This is a final Edge gear, you
right,
know.
Okay.
So.
Logan was very ready to shut that down.
I know. I thought I was.
I knew
cool
you were going to say it. I knew. In my little mind here. It was very similar here, though. So I completely understand. But got the decisive victory. I'm very excited for the Cope Open Challenge to come back. I also got baited on Twitter. Somebody changed, who I follow, changed their. I sent it in the group chat, changed their icon to Tony Khan.
I saw the same.
And said they were going to do Bryan Danielson versus Tomohiro Ishii, and that looked real. And I sent it to you guys, and I was like, wait, no. But that makes me want to see Tomohiro Ishii versus Cope.
Give it a couple more weeks, brother.
Good.
Dude, they're going to do this match. Like, just give it 2-3
weeks. Oh, yeah, it'll happen at some point.
It'll happen on a random Saturday. It might happen at 12 o'clock. On Saturday night after the NBA Finals.
On a Saturday night. All right. Well, we will continue this AEW discussion after these brief messages. Welcome back to WEGL. We go 91.1 FM. I want to say now, and you can write this down. You know, right now we're in the middle of WrestleMania season. We're in the middle of Supercard of Honor, WrestleMania weekend. There's a lot of stuff. And obviously we're doing Secret Santa next week. We have to do the quiz. We're a little
way to give it away.
Oh, well, why? We
didn't even put that on the marquee yet,
We
Logan.
Had mentioned the quiz a couple weeks ago. We had said it was going to be on WrestleMania week. We don't have time right now, but I guarantee you, not the week after WrestleMania, the week after that, because we got to talk about WrestleMania, SGW Uganda is coming to WWEGL. We are going to deep dive it, and we are going to watch when Lord White wins that belt. And the Heat's not going to be nuclear, brother. It's going to be another level.
That's my boy. That is JBL reincarnated. I like this man.
God.
This is so inside baseball. Like, nobody is listening here. This is great. I love it. No, yeah, I'm so down to watch whatever it is that they put out there.
I told Alex Houston this, and he said, "You're joking me, right? What? That's a joke. You're not. That's a fake." Like he thought I was just like playing with him when I said SGW Uganda.
They got a new. They're ordering a new.
They're
belt.
Ordering a ring.
It's actually the only real wrestling promotion out there.
According to Will Ospreay, I think it is.
Yeah, yeah.
$2,000 sure. worth. man, if Ospreay can give $2,000, Tony's got to give like $20.
Surely.
The not. Day.
Yeah. Brother, he's got to pay Okada what? And Mercedes. Day, he's got to pay so many wrestlers.
We're going to have the match announcement this Saturday, all the way from SGW Uganda. One Man Army versus Brian Danielson.
Oh, you know Danielson's just chomping at the bit. he wants to go into the orphan division. It's awesome.
Another orphan as in SGW Uganda. Yeah. But we are back into AEW. Mercedes came out. Gave a little chit chat.
It was basically the same kind of promo.
Promo, but had some more backstage stuff with Willow.
More backstage stuff, yeah. She played a little video too, which also kind of documented the Willow stuff. So they've given plenty of preamble, I think, for this eventual match for all the people complaining about where the story is and all that.
Yep. Tony Storm and Timeless Tony Storm and Mariah May faced off against Deonna Purrazzo and Thunder Rosa, with Thunder Rosa picking up the win over Tony. And it seems like we're going to get either Tony versus Rosa, or I think it's going to be a three-way at Dynasty. What's interesting about this, though, is Mariah May has completely flipped the script, and not no longer does Tony just like think of her as this like little girl running around who's helping her out, but she thinks of her as like a full member, and is kind of turning on Luther in the process, which makes me think we're getting closer and closer to the turn of the century.
It's an interesting little spin on it. I like it. And also they are telegraphing, I think, the Deonna Purrazzo heel turn. Very well. There's a little bit here where Rosa tagged in like behind Purrazzo's back, and she got the win after that tag. And so like even when like you know the ref is raising their hands, Purrazzo is kind of like looking over, sort of like shifty at Thunder Rosa. Like, okay, thanks for the win, but that was not cool. So I think they're going to build up like her frustrations even more until eventually kind of boils over.
Yep. Swerve had a open challenge answered by the Butcher.
He wanted somebody big.
Somebody big.
And he got one. Yeah.
Of course, beating the Butcher and calling a shot for Joe, which I think seems like we're full steam ahead. Thank you. I was like,
no problem.
I got stunlocked.
Full gear ahead for
Dynasty. Yeah. Will Ospreay gave another great promo, calling out Katsuyori Shibata.
The ending like little tag on this one. I've got two cats. I've got three pugs. I've got a missus. I've got a kid. I've got a mortgage, and I've got a point to prove. Put the belt on him. Yesterday. Oh my god. I love it. It's so good.
And we also had Corazon de Leon versus Hook. With Hook, thank God.
We ain't gotta talk about
getting
this.
The win. And we skip over. Okay. And we go on to Rampage.
The only show worth watching.
The Bang Bang Scissor Gang exploded. We gotta see on Dynamite, or was it it was Dynamite or Ramp one is 3 hour show. We gotta see Jay White and the Guns did not come to Winnipeg. Besides staying in sunny Orlando, also very funnily had a skeleton that had Darby Allin not going to Everest on it, and then him going down the slide at the end. And in the background, there was a wild Juice Robinson walking around.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I kind of forgot about that.
But great promo by the Guns and, of course, Switchblade, which then was rebutted by the Acclaimed on Rampage. Who basically said that Switchblade isn't living up to expectations. Lost to MJF, I think, twice. Lost the Continental Classic, you know. Mm-hmm. Only won the belts because they had help, which, I mean, there is some points there.
Mm-hmm.
Great promo by, specifically, Bowens.
Yeah, Bowens was a standout here for sure.
Yep.
I would not be against giving him some more mic time.
Yep. The Don Callis family, Kyle Fletcher and Powerhouse Hobbs, was beat by the team of best friends, which consists of Orange Cassidy and Trent Beretta, because I think Chuck Taylor is still injured, and he told them that they have to go win the big one. Mm. And they keep teasing it, and my heart will never be – they'll never – I know in my heart they're never going to – I know in my mind they're never going to win. My heart wants them to, though.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm so sad. Plus, I want to do – I do want them to do it with Chuck Taylor. So if they don't win this, but they win it later on with Chuck, I'll be content with that. Shibata beat a jobber. Awesome. More on my TV screen.
That's all you need.
Takeshita and Rocky Romero.
Yeah, yeah. Takeshita pulling out. I think he has officially named that Falcon Arrow that he does.
Yeah.
Like Raging Fire or something like that.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, looks like an absolute star. And good to see Rocky getting like a proper like entrance and not, you know, just tagging along with best friends.
Well, I'm
going to let Forbidden Hand, Rocky Romero.
That is true. I want to let you introduce this main event segment.
Okay. So, the main event of this week's very special episode of Rampage was not only match of the night from AEW on this double bill, not only match of the week, but dare I say, match of the month. I obviously really like this match. And so this was the street fight between the teams of Chris Statlander and Willow Nightingale, as accompanied by their manager, Stokely Hathaway, against Julia Hart and Sky Blue. This was, I talked a little bit last week about AEW's, women's, street fight and like hardcore matches and how pretty much all of them have like knocked it out of the park, every time that they've been on. And, yeah, this is no exception. This is, really, really fun. It is like a solid, like 20, 25 minutes of like pulling out every single like stop that you can think of, in terms of like how these two, not only like just obviously there's like the big visceral stuff of like hardcore matches,
yeah,
but all of it kind of plays into character stuff too, because you're getting the team of Julia and Sky instigating, almost wanting to like drag out this more aggressive side of Chris and Willow specifically. Willow is kind of like the protagonist of this match.
For sure.
And she plays both getting on the offensive and on the defensive really, really well here.
Mm-hmm.
She's sympathetic when, you know, she gets, you know, put through a table and, you know, gets all these, you know, like weapon shots taken on her. But she's also really kind of scary when she's just like whipping Julia Hart around, when she's like just power bombing Sky Blue like into the ground. It's
Death
it's
Valley
really, really
drivers.
Great. Yeah, it looks like gnarly. Everything that she does is so like just in there, man.
Yep.
And man, that there's the one particular spot that's been, you know, kind of making the rounds recently is maybe, dare I say, the most perfectly executed in the entire time that she's been doing this move, the most perfectly executed Code Blue I've ever seen.
Yes.
Through the announce table. That was just so smooth. And, like, you can see Willow, like, bounce.
Yeah, off. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That was gnarly, the way she bounced up and just... also the tax.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That was an excellent way to get that across. Yep. Shot very well. Extra shouts out to Sky Blue, who is just tailor made for this type of match.
True.
She goes so in on all of like the, you know, gimmicky like, you know, weapons side of it. You know, looks very kind of, you know, sadistic as she's pulling each one of these things out. And you know, got some color on it. Although I think she maybe like went a little too high with it.
Yeah.
And so like you can tell like it is red, but it's not like dripping down.
It's just on the top. I will say she did everything except setting a kid on fire. So
pretty much, pretty much. And so yeah. But the bad guy team won here, which I am hugely in favor of. I think it makes all the sense in the world.
And you know what that means? They take the ceremonial flag bearer of the women's death match. So the next women's tag team death match or a street fight is going to be them versus some other team.
Yes.
That's how it works.
That's true. It has to. yeah. Sky Blue won. Kyle Fletcher lost. I am so happy.
You're so up right now.
Great.
With that being said, we're going to go to a quick PSA break. We'll be back after brief messages. Welcome back, WWE on Wigan 91.1 FM. We're here to talk about WWE because we apparently don't do that on the show titled WWEGL.
Yeah, you'd be surprised how easy it is to not talk about
WWE. Noah, this is your chance. Did you watch WWE this week?
Played WWE 2K24 if you want to talk about that.
I'm enjoying that game, man.
Yeah.
It is fun this year.
Yeah, I heard it's pretty good. I don't have PS5 or Xbox or PC. I don't know if it's still on the PS4. I honestly don't play. I've completely fallen out of love with gaming become a college student.
Wow.
But yeah.
I've got a little laptop that I bring around that can run most things.
With that being said, I think SmackDown, they had a Cody and Roman segment, kind of went nowhere. Dom helped Escobar win against Rey, who recently came back. So it looks like we're running, I guess, LWO and Escobar and Dom versus Dragon Lee and Rey at Mania, maybe?
It could be Andrade. Andrade's been doing Judgment Day stuff on.
Could be. Raw. Yeah, I guess cross promotional stuff.
Oh, yeah. I heard he was trying to like draw Dom into whatever new thing he's starting,
yes.
I guess.
I feel like it would work better with. I don't know. I could see Andrade joining, but he's not on SmackDown. I mean, Dom isn't either. And I feel like Dragon Lee's race boy.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I think Theory and Waller qualified for the tag match. Woo. Carl Anderson balled. He balled out.
He did, in fact, ball out.
He did ball out. He was showing shades of G1 finals, Carl Anderson.
Here's the thing about Carl Anderson. It's that he is the laziest wrestler I've ever seen in my life. But at the most random times, he will pull out some genuinely impressive nonsense. And you can never tell when it's going to be.
It comes at the strangest time.
Yeah. I got to get this Austin Theory buddy, brother over, brother.
Right.
Yeah. Speaking of NXT.
Objectively the greatest wrestler of all time. Do nothing. Make the most money, Carl Anderson.
Apparently, Nathan Frazier is too fast for the NXT roster is direct quote from some of the NXT upper management. We also got, I think they officially are like heading towards, I mean, they're going to do Trick and Mello anyway, but like they kind of came back on their own together, and the first time they've really fought since both of them have been back.
Uh-huh.
So,
was it? Didn't Mello pretend to be like a security guard or something?
Yeah,
that's what it was. Okay. Obafemi, looks like we're going to get the big meaty mid smack and meat match. And shout out to Alex Husting, as he did want me to say specifically for the Sky Blue and Stat versus Julia Hart and. Sky Blue Stat, Julia Hart, Willow match. He wanted me to say big meaty women smacking meat, which I don't feel like that fully works.
Yeah, I mean, if it were like between
Willow and Stat,
maybe.
Which has happened.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it's going to be, looks like Obafemi versus Dijak versus Josh Briggs. In a very funny segment here, Josh Briggs called Dijak wannabe Shaft, and he said, you just call me wannabe Shaft? And he said, yeah, and he said, he looked at his skin and he said, bro, I'm white.
Factually correct.
The king of the ratio, ladies and gentlemen. We also got getting heel Roxanne versus, I don't know why I'm forgetting her name. Lyra.
Lyra Valkyrie.
Her name's Lyra, and I was getting confused with Isla, like Isla Dawn.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, I know it's not Isla. I knew it was Valkyrie.
One thing I do want to bring
up.
I would like to bring up a video package that they did on Braun Breaker on SmackDown. And it was like was of, cool. of his NXT yeah. stuff. They were like actually tracking how fast he runs the ropes and how large he can jump and stuff like that. He's like 23 miles per hour. Running the ropes.
Now there,
yeah.
They say Nathan Frazier is too fast.
Now I know we just made a joke earlier about how little we really cover WWE on the show called WWE Jail, but they have been adding some fun touches lately with like the sports,
yeah,
the sports based stuff like that. Stats. Pat McAfee sometimes will do this stuff where he'll like review the finish of the matches and like draw on the screen like it's a football game. They're doing these new camera shots. I'm sure y'all have seen the clips, new Steadicams they're doing.
I do like the fun
little changes that they're adding to the presentation. I'm really enjoying it.
Like they're doing like continuous, you'll like that. They do like continuous continuity shots. Cooper doesn't watch anymore for completely valid reasons. So we get to inform him on everything that happens on air, which is pretty fun.
I've seen these clips on like Twitter and stuff.
Like yeah. Sammy walks backstage, they go through hard cam and it goes immediately into another segment as he walks by it.
Yeah.
Which I think is pretty nice. They had Cody just like signing autographs on SmackDown, which is kind of weird.
And it's,
go ahead.
It's cool. It's like, I mean, obviously there's not, I don't think there's too much interesting going on in the past couple weeks, like storyline-wise, but I've been enjoying watching the shows a lot more just because of these little changes they keep adding.
Yep. I think
you didn't see The Rock pull out the harmonica in Memphis, Tennessee, brother.
That's true. Rock did rock concert. What I just realized might be Ray's tag partner at Mania might be Ricochet.
Oh, that's
because Ricochet beat Dom, and I think he beat JD McDonagh. He's feuding with Judgment Day, so it could be pretty Ricky. And have him come out as Prince Puma, please.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. At least in the mask.
For the entrances.
The New Day qualified for the tag team title match. The Awesome Truth qualified, but key here is DIY qualified.
Yay!
And they had a banger match against the Creeds, which they literally won by like they countered the Brutus Ball. They did the quick roll-ups, and then I'm pretty sure he, like, super-kicked them into, like, a quick pin on Julius. It was an awesome match. Even my friends were like, that was awesome. We're like, don't even watch it. We're back. We're back. It's NXT TakeOver days, bro. We're back. You don't understand how back we are.
Yeah.
When they – I'm telling you right now, when we do WrestleMania predictions next week, I'm picking DIY to win.
I know you
are.
You
will not win this title.
And I will win this title. Whoever, one of you, the interim champions, both here today.
Play cool, baby.
Hey.
And that's pretty much it for Raw. And then I don't think anything happened of note really on SmackDown this week, other than like I guess they built to WrestleMania, but nothing really happened. I guess Naomi and Bianca reluctantly helping out Bayley against Damage Control, which I'm interested to see where that leads. Because the more as the storyline goes along, I know Becky's not winning. Like, I don't see her beating Rhea. Maybe, but, like, I feel like at this point, she's not. I feel like the only person to beat Rhea could be, like, maybe Money in the Bank or, like, a Bianca or a Jade or, like, possibly a Liv.
Oh, Jade's debuting next week.
Next week,
yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know. I guess if she'll be a factor at Mania or not. Ooh, here's an interesting one. Street Profits qualified. Had to shout out that for Carson. But LA Knight broke into AJ Styles' home.
Oh, my gosh, that was so funny. They, like, filmed it with, like, so they had the police coming after him, and they were, like, showing footage from, like, a fake body cam on the police of them handcuffing LA Knight against the car. It was crazy.
Some things have clearly gone down, because the LA Knight that I was last seeing would not have done something like this.
They've gotten into a very heated rivalry with the Royal Rumble.
Okay. Which is really funny. It's just like, I hate this guy. He's from TNA.
Wow. That's crazy.
With that being said, thank you for listening to WWE Jail. We're going to 91.1 FM. That has been it for us. We'll be back next week, April 1st, April Fool's Day. We'll be making some fools of ourselves as we talk about WrestleMania, our Secret Santa, and we will finally figure out which of these two interim champions becomes the true WWE Jail champion. So if you would like, tune in next week. If you want to follow us, any of us on Twitter, you can follow me at @ByLoganHurst. You can follow Noah at @Noah_Phillips64. You can call Jack at @AverageDarth. Cooper doesn't have a Twitter, but Cooper, would you have any last words?
I think in this Lay Cool situation, I'm the Layla, I think.
Well, I'm cool.
Okay, all right. Fair enough.
Michelle, that means you're married to The Undertaker, Noah.
Thank you,
awesome.
Brother.
You can follow us on any of your podcast players of choice. This episode will be out ASAP. We will see you guys next week. Goodbye and good night. Bang!